This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to the Health and Safety Unplugged show, coming to you every first Thursday of each month at 10 a.m. here on Plains FM 96.9. My name is Matt Jones, and during the next half hour, I'll be bringing to you insights into what great health and safety looks like in practice, and hopefully dispel some of those myths that continue to plague our industry. Health and Safety Unplugged is brought to you by our sponsors, Advanced Safety, keeping health and safety simple, a locally owned and operated health and safety consultancy with a nationwide presence. This show is dedicated to business owners and employees who are looking for inspiration and for those who simply don't know where to start. In today's episode, we are joined by Steph Sepper, National Health and Safety Manager for Contract Construction by day and a musician and recorded artist by night. So Steph, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Matt. It's awesome to be here with you today.
Yeah, like, it's a real privilege. This is what I'm really enjoying about this show in general, is the opportunity to introduce to the audience a really vast array of people that are involved in health and safety, and to find out that there's actually life beyond clipboards and checklists.
Beyond the work life, beyond the day, you know. Most of us, I would say, would have some type of double life, and yep, this just happens to be mine.
It's a pretty awesome double life.
It's pretty exciting, not going to lie.
So before we delve into your career as a performing and recorded artist, how about you let us know a little bit about how you first got into health and safety?
Well, that's actually a funny story, Matt, because I think a lot of people share the same experience that I did, where I actually started out as a project coordinator at a company in Christchurch. And at the time, literally, I was new to the business, and the health and safety manager looked around the room, and then he pointed at me, and he's like, "You, you'll be good for health and safety." And at the time, I was thinking in my mind, wow, what an honor. He thinks I would be great for health and safety. Like, he thinks I've got what it takes. And then I was thinking, well, actually, what is health and safety?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What am I putting myself into? And later I found out that actually he only pointed at me because I was the only person who wouldn't say no. So all this great honor, I thought, was actually, no, I was the only person who was willing to do it.
Sure. And so what was your initial experiences of trying to figure out what health and safety was?
Well, I will have to be honest, at the beginning, it was really difficult. I found myself in kind of a whole new industry, a whole new world, and there wasn't really much support or resources at that time when I started, and I found myself actually extremely stressed because I really wanted to do the best job possible and, you know, make justice here for this person who nominated me. I wanted to do the best I possibly could. So I found myself looking anywhere, everywhere for help, for assistance of what should I do. And funnily enough, actually, you were part of that experience. Matt was actually the first health and safety consultant I came across of, and you were a different outfit then. But you actually talked me through some of the systems and was really patient with me. And actually how you worked with me kind of inspired me to, like, actually, that's the kind of mentality or approach I want to have to health and safety, which is friendly, positive, supportive, and encouraging me to find solutions myself. So basically, once I finally kind of reached out to experts such as yourself, other industries, looked online, found SiteSafe, ended up getting a scholarship to do their certificate in construction health and safety, I just went everywhere I possibly could, made connections, and I found that that actually helped me to upskill super quick and to be able to fulfill my role, which was thrown upon my shoulders. And I found that actually when you reach out to other experts, that's when you can get reassurance to see that actually I am on the right page. Mm-hmm. I'm going in the right direction. I'm actually implementing the correct things. And also another huge ally, I guess probably something different that I used as approach rather than other people, is actually involving my team from day one.
Awesome.
They are the greatest resource other than asking other experts, because they're actually in your organization. They know the ins and the outs of their job. And they basically 99% of the time know the answers to all of the problems that are in the organization and how to change it. Once you get them on board, game one, you know?
I'm sorry for cutting over, but you've brought me to a really important point in that often when people are thrown those additional responsibilities and don't really know exactly what that even looks like, often the initial response would be to put the blinkers on and close off and become very protective of the materials and systems that you start to develop.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Your instincts were completely opposite to that, and for that I commend you, because what you've done is you've potentially exposed yourself to the wider workforce, right? You've got your teammates involved in the decision-making processes, and as a result of that, you've had a massive amount of success.
Mm.
And so that's a really, really super takeaway for anyone listening who is involved in health and safety or about to get into it, is that it's so important to avoid the trappings of hiding away in the office.
Yes.
And instead getting out there and talking to the people that you're working with. So important.
Definitely. And I actually, obviously, once you get in this industry as well, the more collaborating you do, the better. And I know a lot of health and safety practitioners who have either sort of done it my way or how I've kind of approached it, or have taken that approach where they've closed the door on themselves. They create the policies and procedures and then throw it out to the team and expect them to do it.
Yep.
That never works.
Mm-hmm.
You can have the most amazing put together procedures and manual as a novel that can sit on a shelf that no one ever uses.
Yes.
It's not until you put it into practice, get people to talk about it. What works well? What doesn't work well? Is this actually going to work for our business?
Mm-hmm. So you can hear through Steph's voice how passionate she is about health and safety, and you can get an understanding of how and why she's been so successful over the last few years. How about you just let us know briefly what your role feels and looks like now?
Well, actually, I have to say, it feels like bliss right now. I didn't realize that a workplace could be so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The team that I'm working with at the moment is basically, when I joined them, I've only been with them for about a year, almost 2 years, and they were just like ripe fruit, ready to pick, or they were ready for the next level.
Awesome.
And it's been really cool to be able to kind of work with them to help take them to the next level and work with management. That's something different I've been working on at the moment, is working more with management, because I've got a more supportive general manager, construction managers, and even I call them the top dogs, senior site foremen, who they're all buying into it and they all want to be a part of it, and everyone has a say. And it's just so cool to see how much more you can do when everyone's on board, especially
Amazing.
Leadership.
Yep.
You can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, you can do absolutely anything. So it's quite exciting right now in that regards.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Now, you've got a lot to tell. There's an incredible story sitting behind Steph Serpo. And I will let the listeners know that we're very fortunate to have Steph speaking at the Up and Coming Conference here in Christchurch, which is the Health and Safety Professionals of New Zealand Conference on the 16th of October, taking place at the Chateau on the Park. Now, you can find details on the event on the Advanced Safety webpage. Steph, our time here is a little bit limited, unfortunately. I'd love to talk to you heaps more. But I'm super excited to be able to introduce the first song of this show. We've got two songs on our show today, and both are going to be performed by Steph Serpa. So, Steph, would you like to let us know a little bit about the first song?
Sure. Actually, the first song is called Destined to You, and that is actually the first single I will be releasing from my upcoming EP. And that song is very special to me, because that is actually was the beginning of this journey of this EP. I co-wrote it with Eddie Simon, who is a local musician, recording artist, and music producer. This song was basically our beta test to see if we would be good co-writing partners together. And this was the first song we wrote.
Believe that one day I'll be standing.
You're listening to Health and Safety Unplugged on Plains FM 96.9. Now, you just listened to a song from my special guest here today, Steph Serpa. Steph, what a pleasure to have you here today. In the first section, we spoke briefly around your health and safety job and role and experience, but also you live a second life, an equally exciting life.
A double life, Steph.
So how about you let us know a little bit more about your music background and the recent EP that you've just recorded?
Right. So actually, even to go with my double life, mm-hmm. I go under a different name as my artist.
Whoa.
Oh, mind-blowing. Stephanie Beck is my maiden name, and that's what my artist name is. So my musical background, I've actually been writing songs since I was really young. I won a national New Zealand songwriting competition a couple years ago now, mm-hmm. and got a grant to record my song professionally and make a music video, which is actually on YouTube, which is great. So kind of fast forwarding through to the future now, I've been working on this EP over the last year. Mm-hmm. I've been taking my sweet time on it and kind of this has been an interesting project for me because it's been all a gut instinct, going with the flow, what feels right, which is an approach I've never taken before. Mm. And I've written it and recorded it and co-produced it in a local recording studio, Acoustic Waves Recording Studio. here in Christchurch. And that whole process was so great that I had such creative control over it and was able to be a part of the whole process, which I absolutely loved. So this is definitely a passion project.
Awesome. And so it sounds like it's quite a different experience to what you went through a few years back.
Yes, definitely. I've actually been in the recording studio multiple times, and I've actually started and stopped two projects previous to this over the last couple of years. And I worked with a couple different recording companies, producers, and I kind of found with their approach, they were great to work with, but there were some negatives in the sense that they were trying to push what they wanted. It had to sound how they wanted it. It needed to put me in a light that I didn't necessarily feel comfortable with. They kept talking about making me a pop artist, and I just, inside, it didn't feel right, and I couldn't sell my soul. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, fair enough.
But it was great to get that experience to learn and grow and develop as an artist, because when you're constantly songwriting, you just get better and better each song.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love, telling a story through music and connecting people through similar experiences.
So cool. What's really interesting, even listening to how you're describing that, I could easily put the health and safety hat on you and hear you talking about health and safety. The passion and the way in which you present your ideas is just so similar. And I think that goes hand in hand to your success and your career. And I think I'd love to thank those listening who are involved in health and safety or even in the workplace, and they've been given additional responsibilities, whatever they may be, is the importance of being passionate, of having energy and involving others and bringing in the broader community. And by doing that, it leads to bigger and better success. And I think that's very much your story.
Yeah, it definitely is. I can see the pattern in both hats or both sides of my life, if you will, of how the difference of when you involve people and when you don't.
Yep, absolutely. So what we will be doing is making sure that there's links on the Advanced Safety website and also links on the Health and Safety Unplugged Facebook page so that they can access your music and your EP.
Fantastic.
You also mentioned there was a YouTube video that was done a little while ago. We'll make sure that that's linked. And I understand that you are at the final stages of the video for the EP.
Well, yes. We've just finished the filming of the music video for Destined to You, which has been so much fun.
Awesome.
Oh, man, love it. And so that will actually be released in a couple weeks. So the single will be released first, and then the music video will be following that. So
amazing.
Watch this space.
All right, Steph. And like I mentioned in the first section, we're lucky enough to have Steph coming to the Health and Safety Professionals Conference here in Christchurch. We've sneaked in a bit of additional time at the end of the conference, and we will be having a very special guest performance from Steph in the evening to celebrate the day's events, to offer people the opportunity to hang out and meet and communicate and network, but also to get a first viewing of your brand new video on screen, which is going to be amazing.
I know, it's going to be so cool able to share it with both sides of my life, really. You know, that's actually a perfect example of being able to utilize all of your skills in one day.
Yeah, I know, right? It's going to be awesome.
It was well planned.
Yeah. All right. So we'll break up the pace again. We're going to have another song. This is the second song from Steph's EP. Would you like to introduce the song, Steph?
Yep. So actually, I'm going to keep the rest of my EP a secret.
Ooh.
But this song is actually the one that I won the songwriting competition in New Zealand for a couple of years ago. And it was a great experience, actually raising awareness for focusing attention on mental health issues in youth of today in New Zealand and how to support them. So this song is actually called I Have a Dream.
Beautiful. Everywhere. Thank you so much for listening to the Health and Safety Unplugged show. I hope you've found some useful advice during this 30-minute section. As mentioned, we'll be back every first Thursday of the month here on Plains FM 96.9. Now, for regular listeners, you'll know that you can get past shows on iTunes Podcast. You can also access them on Advanced Safety's website. Now, you may also have noticed that there's some different jingles and music in the background. And I have Steph with me in the studio still, and I have her to thank for those. We did a little bit of recording over the last couple of weeks, which was a lot of fun. And I suspect, or I know, we'll definitely have Steph Sepper back in the studio in no time at all. So be sure to join our lively discussion on the Health and Safety Unplugged Facebook group. It's as simple as jumping on Facebook and doing a quick search, and you'll find us there. So until next time, we'll see you later.